25 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. How about that baseball game? That was fantastic. The Eaton Reds doing what they needed to do to advance for a game tomorrow morning. We'll wait and see who their match or their opponent's going to be. But we are live and on location at Rule 105, formerly Broken Plow Brewery. This is the grand opening. It started up. They opened the doors 25 minutes ago, and we're going to get Doc on in a moment. Doc Mosier. You hear him on Brew Talk as well. We're going to be jumping in with him in a moment. We got a great guest, a great sponsor of the program. Ken Yamada is going to be on the program, talk about their big deal going on this weekend. They do one of these shows every single month, No Limit Collectibles. So we'll be talking to Ken today as well. Tanner Schwentz joining me, sitting in. You only got a 30-minute show today, so you wanted to talk a little more.
Yeah, I had more to say, but, you know, I'll step aside for the state baseball. So how about the Reds, though? I mean, they still haven't lost a playoff game. So now, tomorrow, they'll play 10 a.m. for the championship, and that would be the Reds' fourth state title this year alone.
Wow.
This year alone. So they won softball first, they won football, they won volleyball, and now looking for baseball. And four state titles in 1 year is unheard of. But great call by Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick down there.
Going for a little history, too, on the baseball side of things, right?
As far as championships? They're starting to grow it. I mean,
they're just setting it apart.
Yeah, they've already got all the records.
How many do they have again?
This would be for number 12, I believe. This would be number 12 for the baseball team.
Well, that's sensational. So we'll have coverage tomorrow beginning at 10 o'clock, is that correct, or 9:30?
Yep. 10 o'clock tomorrow, first pitch will be ready to roll, and Clark Johnson and everybody will be out there. Dr. Mosier in the house.
He's got a big smile on his face, man. They set us up on the stage, and I'm pretty sure, which I don't feel great about this, but we're the first ones to be on the stage since it was Rule 105.
I'm gonna talk him in. When I get off here, I'm going to have him turn these spotlights on you, too.
That's
what I'm going to see if I can do. Yeah,
it might melt.
Might get a little warm.
The spotlights will do that to you.
It just makes you drink your beer faster.
That's true. Great beer out here. No.
Like, Dr. Mosier.
If you want them on,
I'll get there.
If you want them on, then you turn them on. But if don't. Yeah. this place is great. So, I mean, Broken Plow Brewery was a sensational brewery, too. I came here all the time. And Doc has become an amazing friend of the station's. And when he first said, hey, I'm thinking about buying a brewery,
we all kind of held our breath, right?
Yeah,
we waited to see where is he going to go? What is he going to do? And then this place kind of all came together. Man, what a perfect spot. He's got some of his new beers on there. There's some old classics from Broken Plow still up there as well. But I've had some of Dr. Michael Mosier's homebrew, and it's better than some of the breweries out there. So now that he's going to be able to be in here and on this professional equipment and everything like that, man, it's great beer.
Yeah, of course, husband and wife ran here.
Yeah, Christy Mosier,
these two, they're amazing. And this is what we talk about. We're a locally owned radio station, you know, so we appreciate these locally owned businesses. Like, we're going to have Ken on the program. We're talking to Doc and Christy. I mean, these guys, they just bust their humps to make their own businesses work and do what it takes, no matter what it takes.
Right. Well, and you walk in here, and they've painted, they've redone a lot, and it looks so good.
Oh, my gosh,
good
the bar, right?
Yeah, the bar looks so good. I mean, they've just got it right where they needed to be, and a lot of this stuff was just those two that were doing it. You know, we showed up early today, and we jumped right in. We were cutting stuff out for them, and this is, you know, it feels like it comes up in a hurry, but at the same time, I know that these two, the Mosiers, have been waiting so long for this moment, for it to officially be Rule 105, for it to be theirs, and it's pretty cool. You said Doc with a big old smile there. He's settled in now. Now it's time to just enjoy the day. It's unique. You don't get to go to a lot of these.
I was a little worried when they asked us to put the tap handles on.
You did not trust yourself.
Because I thought, oh boy, people are going to be ordering this, and they're going to be getting that, and that's going to be my fault. So, I'm glad I sit here and I talk for a living rather than that side of it. But great people. Of course, Doc, he teaches how to brew beer at UNC. So there's so many great local connections for him and, of course, his wife. And we're just pumped up to be out here.
Yeah,
cool deal.
And they've got so many raffles. They're going to be giving away T-shirts. They got swag. They've got a lot of giveaways throughout the course of the day as well. So feel free. Come down. The grand opening, they've got a band coming up tonight as well. So it's an all-day affair. We're here 12 to 2, obviously, with your show, Brady. And then afterwards, the party keeps rocking. It's a Friday. We deserve a beer.
Yeah, we're kind of setting the tone. But, you know, we know people. It's still at work, whatever. You're getting off. You get off early.
You're still at work, though.
Come
on
out.
Now.
It's Friday. Well, you're in Stampede mode. Do you even remember where the station's located
anymore?
No, I don't. How was the Stampede last night?
It was good.
Did you ride a bull?
I could have done as well as 38 of the 40 that were out there, because all two of the 40 rode for the 8 seconds, one scoring an 86, one scoring a 68. So the Bulls won the night, let's just say that. But nobody, there was no gruesome injuries that I saw. There was one guy that got busted up pretty good, now that I say that. But there's a lot of cool local connections. You start hearing, you know, there's an Eaton kid here, and then there's a Kersey kid, there's a LaSalle kid, and Ryder Rich, who is the son of Kevin Rich, who did the rodeo coverage with me a couple years ago. He was the bullfighter out there, and, man, he saved one of those riders. He got hung up, and he jumped over the bull. Are your eyes glazing over yet?
Yeah, I forgot. What are we talking about? What did I ask you? So, Dwight Yoakam? Is that what you said? Dwight Yoakam's out there.
He jumped over the bull and pulled him loose. It saved him, really. He did. But, you know,
it's
fun.
It's
a certain type of crowd.
Sport. No, it's fun. And I'm riding bulls. And
there it is.
That's there.
What other events are in the rodeo tonight? It's a PRCA
rodeo.
There's barrel racing.
There's mutton chopping?
Mutton chops. Yeah, mutton chops.
There's mutton chopping out there. No, actually, I'm a farm kid, believe it or not, but I put that part of my life away, and now I am a city kid.
Yes, you are.
I am very much a city kid. I went down to state track this morning, actually. My wonderful niece qualified. She and three other people qualified for the 4x1 relay, and they had to finish in the top 9 to advance to the finals tomorrow, and they did just that. They got number eight, so barely got it, but it was packed down there, man. I mean, so I'm seeing a bunch of Fort Collins kids. There's Dayspring Christian. There's so many local schools that we cover and follow.
Right.
It's a really cool event.
It is, you know, and state track, it's weird that we're talking about this on June 25th. I mean, normally this is done already. We're right in the dog days of summer, but it's pretty cool to be having it all go on.
So, okay, I got to ask this real quick, and we'll take a break, so we're going to bring Ken on. Rule 105.
Yes.
What people have asked me, and I say something different every time because I'm not sure what it is, and I can't remember, but it's a pretty
beer
good
is
rule.
The answer.
Beer is the answer.
Beer is the answer.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Doesn't matter the question. Yep. Beer is the answer.
Well, we're at a brewery, so you might as well. It's a great time. We're going to be out here hanging out. Like Tanner said, you can get involved in the raffle, come out and grab a beer, say hi to these great owners. And, again, this is what it's about, right? We were in this pandemic for so long, and these locally owned businesses took it on the chin. So now's the time. Get out here and support your locally owned businesses and help them thrive, because we want Greeley, we want Northern Colorado to be a place that's the foundation is local businesses,
right?
And there's only one way to do that, and it's to come here as opposed to stopping out to some of those national places.
No, absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is the whole show, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that, but we're powered by PDC Energy. We are not live from the Auto Collision Special Studios today. We are live from the big stage. I've always dreamt about being on the big stage, and here I am. And now Tanner's going to sit in front with the lighter and watch the rest of the show. So we invite Hulligans to come out, say hi to us, hang out. It's going to be a good time. We love our sponsor, No Limit Collectibles. We're in the middle of our Top Text Tuesday, giving away the Floyd Little signed jersey. So we're in the middle of that. Well, that came from, of course, Fresh Coat Painters hooking us up too. But, of course, No Limit Collectibles, man. That's where we get our swag. And it's awesome. So we're going to talk to Ken coming up next. 34 minutes after the hour, we are live from Rule 105 Brewing in West Greeley. It's off West 10th. There's, a Subway, Papa John's around us, so just to kind of give you an idea. So come on out, have a beer, and we'll see you soon. Okay, we're going to get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
And we got raffles going off. They're going to be drawing names for prizes throughout the day today. They just opened up at noon. The drawings start at 2:00, though, so you guys have plenty of time to get out here and take advantage of the grand opening at Rule 105, locally owned and operated. Speaking of locally owned and operated, we got Ken Yamada in. I almost said in studio, in brewery. with us today. Thanks for coming out, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Always appreciate getting you on the show. We started this thing where we get you on the Friday before your big show this weekend, right?
Yes, so
there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there is. Yep, there's going to be a card show tomorrow at the Loveland Outlets hosted by the No Limit Collectibles. It'll be from 9 to 5. It is free admission. So come and please check it out, guys. It should be a good time tomorrow.
So many great vendors. Last time you were talking to us just about the vendors and the stuff that they're finding getting out there. But any hints, any ideas as to what we can expect out there tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we should at least have about 18 to 20 plus vendors out
wow.
there. So we should have a lot of variety of stuff. So I'm not exactly sure what's all going to be out there, but it should be a little bit of sports. Little bit of gaming cards, Pokemon, and there should be a couple of dealers that's sending up with a lot of memorabilia stuff.
Awesome.
So,
man.
Yeah, come and check us out, guys.
I know we've had these discussions a lot just about the memorabilia and the sales and how big that is and everything. But you also, you know, like cards are doing well. Pokemon's killing it right now, man.
I mean, you've got it.
I mean, if it's collectible, there's a darn good chance you got it.
Yeah, the Pokemon customers out there, they're so loyal. They're awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. And that's what I love about your store is, yes, you get the sports guys that want to buy the memorabilia, the signed jerseys, the Jordans, that kind of stuff. But you also get the Pokemon guys, and that's a big deal.
That's right. It is a big deal. I mean, they're so loyal. It's just really, it's awesome.
Well, we're giving away for our Top Text Tuesday. We're in a battle right now for who's going to win that Floyd Little signed jersey.
Yep.
And, man, the texters are going crazy for this.
Awesome.
So, we'll see how it goes. But,
that
kind of stuff, people just love it. And getting it in a frame and putting it up in the man cave, whatever. I mean, that's the way to go.
Yeah, and I actually have one more surprise donation for you guys coming up next month.
So. Oh, my gosh, really?
So that'll be a surprise news for you guys.
Dude, I'm telling you, the hooligans, they love it. They love winning stuff. I mean, they usually call me out and they call me names all the time. But whenever we're giving stuff away, suddenly I'm their best friend. So it's kind of nice. You're at least making me popular amongst the listeners. So I appreciate it.
I mean, you can't go wrong, you know, giving away memorabilia stuff, right? Memorabilia is what everybody wants. So a lot of people go after it.
So what's the demand like now when you get to – let's talk about the Nuggets because I know you're a big Nuggets fan, and that was a rough way to go. Does the Joker stuff, is that, like, big right now? I mean, are people coming at you saying, hey, can you order stuff like that? Or does it die down because people just need a break from basketball after seeing that ending?
Yeah, unfortunately, it definitely died down after that loss of the playoff run. I mean, just ending like that. I mean, right before it, yeah, a lot of people are asking about it. I do have a couple autographed memorabilia jerseys of Joker.
Sweet.
Right now it's just.
I may need after the show. I may need to talk to you about that Joker jersey, and we'll talk costs and everything.
Because
I'm getting the man cave, and I got the Peyton Manning stuff, I got the Elway stuff, but I got to get the Joker stuff. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, for him to get the MVP, that's first Nugget to do that. So it's just awesome.
Ramps up? Does it national ramp up for you at all? Because, like, Trae Young right now, he's just exploding in these playoffs. So is that a demand here, even though we're in the state of Colorado and it's Atlanta? Is that something that people come to you and are like, you know what, we'd like to – could you have any hookups for Trae Young stuff?
Yeah, a little bit, but not too much.
Still local?
Yeah.
Still going to stay local?
Yeah, definitely the local players is still in demand more than – the other players.
How about Bronco stuff? Is that starting to pick up right now? Are people getting excited about that?
Not yet.
Waiting to see?
I think with the whole quarterback, you know, situation, I think the fans are a little bit still eerie about what
I'm not going to invest in a Drew Lock jersey that's signed or whatever, or anything Drew Lock if Aaron Rodgers shows up.
Right.
And then...
see, that happens. I'm not sure if that's going
to
happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm trying to let listeners know not to get your hopes up, because I just don't think it's happening. I think Green Bay's going to sit on it. I don't think he's going to play football at all this year. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I think you're right about that. I think Aaron's okay not playing this year.
He's going to go do Jeopardy or something.
Oh, golf, I guess.
He'll do celebrity golf.
Man.
I mean, you got the league MVP. This would never – it's never happened. The league MVP traded, let alone, like, when he's still in his – he's not in his prime, but maybe he is. I don't know. Players are in their prime much older nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I would think he – when he has a couple years left at most, I mean, that MVP to not to come back to the team, that's like Joker not coming back.
Right?
I mean,
and if that happened, yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy, right?
It would be terrifying.
Can't be a Green Bay fan to go through this. I feel so bad for the Green Bay
fans. You're exactly right.
But, hey, I mean, sports, just part of
it's
it.
It's part of it.
It just comes with it, unfortunately. But, yeah, with Aaron Rodgers' sweepstake, man, I just don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think Green Bay is going to trade him.
No, I'm with you. I don't think so. What about the card sales? Like, is that something where people are like, he's not going to be a Packer anymore, so I'm going to scoop up as many Aaron Rodgers cards as I possibly can?
You know, you would think that, but right now...
Just kind of like wait and see.
Everybody's just waiting to see what's going to happen.
I know the last time we talked to you was around the draft, right? So we were talking about the draft cards and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Is that still something, or is that kind of a surge for a month and then it kind of settles down?
Oh, no. It does go through a surge, but it's still going right now. And a new product is just releasing right now, especially for the football product. So, the supply and demand is definitely out there.
Still. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see what happens with, of course, the Broncos. Both the Nuggets and the Avalanche were so deep, and then suddenly, what was that? Nuggets lost 4 in a row. Yeah, 8 in a row. We suffered 8 losses in a row to get knocked out of both the second round playoffs in hockey and basketball. Still recovering.
That was a heartbreaker.
It's tough, man. Should Joker have been kicked out?
No,
right?
I don't.
No, he was going for the ball. I mean, he swiped him a little bit, going for the ball, whatever. But
shouldn't have been ejected.
And the guy's like the nicest guy in the world. He gets up and goes, apologizes, and goes to the locker room later.
And his brother was going crazy.
Oh, I thought they were going to throw down, man. Well, yeah. So, what do you think about this? Like, is this a card that would ever be sold with the Suns and Four guy that knocked out the Murray fan?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, now they're talking about like a rematch and putting them in a ring together or something.
Oh
like,
my gosh, man. I've seen all that shenanigans. I'm not sure about that. But
it's crazy, it
is pretty crazy. Those fans fighting and stuff like that. Yeah, those.
If anything, I think it kind of encourages fans to fight if you're, like, rewarding people suddenly. So guys are just going to throw down and just get – even if they get kicked, their butts kicked, they're still going to try to get in a fight.
Yeah, and I heard that there was a fight against the Suns in the Clippers game as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah,
like, they're like a group of people fighting.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's just, like, happening throughout the stands all the time now.
It's just a game. Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
We forgot how to deal with each other now that we haven't been to games in so long. Nobody knows how to deal with
Maybe
it.
Maybe everybody's grumpy.
Yeah.
A little bit grumpy because, you know, the COVID.
Maybe so, and they're taking it out on everybody. Ken, okay, so we got the shows. You guys do these once a month.
Yep. It's a monthly show.
So
yes,
this
sir.
Great opportunity. And I think, you know, it's all going to be a decent day and everything tomorrow, too, so it's perfect to get
out
there.
Yeah, it should be a perfect weather tomorrow. So, yeah, if anybody has time tomorrow, if you guys are interested in sports cards, any memorabilia stuff, please come on out. Like I said, it's from 9 to 5, and it's free admission. So,
what's a good way for people to follow along with you and find out, get your show times, you know, see if you guys have any special items, you know, that you're putting up in the store? What's the best way for people to get to you?
Oh, the best way definitely would be our Instagram. We post stuff all the time on our Instagram and definitely on our Facebook, at No Limit Collectibles.
At No Limit Collectibles.
If you guys can follow us and give us some likes, we would really appreciate it.
I love it, man. You guys are doing great things. You're building on with that business. And now we really appreciate you guys being a part of this show. And I know the Hooligans really appreciate it, too, with all the memorabilia.
Yeah. And like I said, man, I'll keep bringing some memorabilia to you guys. But real quick, there's one more show that I want to definitely bring up from one of my friends.
Okay, you got it.
And it's coming up again, guys, and it's going to be July 9th, 10th, and 11th. It will be a weekend, and it's going to be at Denver at the National Rodeo Complex, and it's supposed to be over 200 Ooh. Tables. 200 vendors,
I mean, you're
supposed to be out there.
You're going to find something.
Yeah, so I will be definitely. No Limit Collectibles will have a booth out there.
Okay, perfect.
But it should be a really, really good turnout, guys. And any collectors, I would recommend you guys coming out if you guys want to buy stuff, trade, sell. This will probably be one of the best show in Colorado this year, guys.
And where can people find more information on that, too? If they probably you guys will probably have stuff, too.
Yeah, we would. But you could go to the www.denvercardshow.com, and you could get all the information from there, guys.
Awesome, man. Ken, appreciate you, as always. I love what you guys do, and I know you got some big things in the works, too. So
we do.
We'll be sure to reach out, too. We'll get you back on in about a month or so, and we'll see where we are. Who knows? Maybe Rodgers will be a Bronco. Maybe the Packers will finally finally just said, no, we're not trading him, he's done, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Ken, my friend, always appreciate you, man.
Thanks for coming out here. Man, I appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, man.
Ken Yamada of No Limit Collectibles. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to wrap up the first hour when we come back. And, of course, we're going to the second hour, our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Will Vic Fangio win enough games in 2021 to reclaim or re-earn his head coaching spot for the foreseeable future? Is there enough W's there where Vic Fangio remains the head coach past 2021? Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Six minutes until the top of the hour. We're live and on location at Rule 105. Formerly, I always want to say like 105 point something, like an FM frequency. Maybe it's because I'm a radio guy. Rule 105, of course, formerly Broken Plow Brewery. They are located in West Greeley off West 10th Street there. There's a Subway. There's a Papa John's. And I do want to make sure. So it's kind of like an opening weekend, not just an opening day, a grand opening for Rule 105. They're going to have a big day tomorrow. Kitchen will be open up, or they're going to have Gourmet Grub come out, actually, to provide food tomorrow afternoon. They will get the kitchen fired up eventually, but right now, come out, have great beer. That's what this is all about. We love beer throughout Northern Colorado, and I'm telling you right now, Dr. Michael Mosier, they don't get much better than that as far as when it comes to brewing beer. So come out, say hi. Colfax, are you coming out today, man? Because you couldn't get Michael to fill in for you, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll have to come out after the show here, but no big deal.
Hey, we got an hour. We're just an hour, and then you come out and grab a beer. You got to check out the bar. He's got a brand new bar, man. It looks sweet. The back end of the bar, it's fantastic.
That's amazing. Well, I've been driving by, and I saw that new sign up, and it just looks so snazzy out front, too.
Yeah, signs popping. It's all looking good. Hey, before we leave Colfax for the break, I want to get to our Power to Play Sports poll question. Will Vic Fangio win enough games in 2021? And according to you, he will. I mean, we get our Super Bowl tickets ready, Colfax. But will he win enough games to remain as the head coach of the Denver Broncos for the foreseeable future?
Yes, and this defense is going to solidify that even more.
You're getting hyped about this defense, aren't you? I think our chat with Zach Stevens on Monday got you pumped up.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm buying it. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't care.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, too. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Lock, Tanner Schwinn. I don't care who the quarterback is. That's right. It could be Tanner Schwinn out there. I don't even know if he can throw the ball anymore.
An all-state quarterback.
Old football injury. He is an all-state quarterback. I don't know if anybody in this room. Are you doing autographs today? I haven't seen him sign any yet, but we'll hopefully at some point he'll do it.
He'll get some fans out there.
Yeah. I'm sure he will, man. He always brings a bunch of fans with him no matter what. But we're going to – Yeah, so I'm up with you, dude. I mean, I think that this team defensively is going to be there. I like the pieces on offense. And as long as Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater just aren't turning the ball over, whoever that's going to be, then I think this team, and I know that's a big if because Drew Lock was turning the ball over left and right last year, but I just think that in this system, slowing things down for him, I'll be really curious to see. Because, again, I said this yesterday. I know it sounds weird to everybody. Drew Lock's going to start if it's between Lock and Bridgewater. But I think Bridgewater's the backup if Rodgers comes. And the reason I say that is because if Rodgers comes to Denver and they trade for him, I think the Drew Lock era is over. I mean, they're going to go right there with the sure thing. All right, I know we got to take a break. Second hour coming up. We are going to talk to the man himself, Dr. Michael Mosier. You hear him on Brew Talk here on KFK all the time. So we're going to get to him next. This is The Whole Show. We're live from Rule 105 Brewing, formerly Broken Plow. We'll be right back.